Chapter 9. Jeff Bridger Nukes 9/11 Research. 13th of April 2012. The 9/11 nuke theory explodes, again. Around 21st of March 2012, links to a new, lengthy document first appeared on the internet, for example on the Project Havilon forum and in an article which was posted on the Veterans Today website. The document entitled 9/11 America Nuked is a total of 247 double-spread pages. Its subtitle is The Final Word on 9/11. This statement is false, as you should realize when you have studied the evidence presented below. The basic thrust of the document appears to be to promote the idea that some type of nuclear weapon was used to destroy the World Trade Center. This idea is not new, having been promulgated initially years ago by Edward Bildigil, discussed in the first volume 9/11 Finding the Truth, and others. If the author of this lengthy document, Jeff Bridger, had not written to me, I would not even have bothered to post a new article about this. Any idea that some type of hot nuclear explosion was used to destroy the WTC is simply not supported by a study of the available evidence. I now reproduce a list I originally wrote in 2008. Hot nukes, whatever their size, could not have been used because 1. There were no really bright flashes as the towers turned to dust. 2. There were no loud explosions as the towers turned to dust. 3. There was little or no heat in the dust cloud. 4. To my knowledge, there is no publicly viewable and verifiable research on small, concealable nuclear explosives, despite the claims being made. 5. Nuclear explosives cannot account for the 24-foot cylindrical holes seen in the buildings and in the street. 6. The use of a nuke or large explosive, incendiary, does not explain the selectively flipped cars and vehicles. 7. The nuclear explosives created no seismic signature of any significant size, impossible. Not only that, but consideration of nuclear explosive devices completely fails to address other evidence such as the presence and motion of Hurricane Aaron in the days around the time of 9/11/1106. As I have said previously, this is not to say that some type of nuclear process was not involved. From our understanding of the Hutchison effect, which is very relevant to how the towers were destroyed 105, it appears to affect matter at an atomic, molecular and even a nuclear level. Therefore it is possible that it could generate amounts of radiation under certain conditions. Dr. Wood has addressed this in her book. She identified magnetic electrogravitic nuclear reactions as a more appropriate term for these processes. Wood, J.D., Where Did the Towers Go? Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology on 9/11, 2010, p. 365. On 9th of April 2012, Dr. Judy Wood and I appeared on Diana Spingola's RBN show, where we had asked to discuss the Jeff Bridger nuked document. Shortly following this interview, Mr. Bridger contacted me through my website. In the email exchange that followed, see below, he made several false statements, whilst failing to address some of the serious problems with his document. Bridger's problems. On studying Mr. Bridger's document for some minutes, the following became apparent. 1. A lot of time went into producing it. 2. It does not refer to John Hutchison, whose experimental results have produced evidence similar to that seen in the WTC Evidence 105. 3. There are no references to Dr. Judy Wood's website or book, and one particular instance where this is peculiar is the source for the image on page 136 of Bridger's first file. It looks identical to one of the images of Hutchison's aluminium bar, yet the text refers to it as steel. How could that get into the FEMA pictures of the WTC? Why is this shown there in Bridger's document? Why is this in a section about the steel? To muddle up the evidence? I'd really like to see the source for this image. One source of this image is Dr. Judy Wood's site, figure 15. Perhaps folks can write to Mr. Bridger to ask him. Apparently, he's found the science involved here. But what are Bridger's science qualifications? He does not furnish us with this information, only that he is a retired magazine founder, publisher. He states he retired a long time ago. 4. As mentioned above, his document does not include or address the Hurricane Erin data. 5. The document makes repeated references to Jim Fetzer and Lurin Morit, Please read the referenced articles to understand why this does not bode well for the validity of his 9/11 document. 6. On page 105, whole sections of text are copied from Dr. Morgan Reynolds' article Collapse of the Thermite Thesis. This is plagiarism, as it is unreferenced and uncredited. 7. Many other sections copied without reference, such as p. 100, a, b, p. 100-101, pages 103-104, p.106, p.107. The reference to Gerard Holmgren's site appears on this webpage, but is out of date. He died in 2010. p. 108, p.109159, b, c 157, d, e 157, p. 110, copied reference list, p. 111a. 8. Very few of the above links are to science sites, and no one uses Wikipedia as a serious academic resource. Even Jim Fetzer knows Wikipedia censors important data. Most of the photos are unreferenced, so you can't check the source. In an interview that Bridger participated in with Mike Harris, someone phoned in and wanted to talk about the photo on page 84, the pit, dash they suggested it was proof that a nuclear device had been used. The photo is unreferenced, and a claim is made that it has never been published or shown in the United States. This is just one example. A search reveals that what is shown in the photo is a 40-foot glacial pothole, and this image above was published in the New York Times website on the 22nd of September 2008. It is odd to think this caller was primed with this information. Very few people would be so bothered about this as to refer to a particular page. The same caller referred to Dmitry Kaltsov, who openly lied in his discussion of his nuclear demolition idea. It is interesting that Prager's document links to the Journal of 9/11 Studies, Jones, page 105 and page 131, but nowhere does it link to any of Dr. Wood's research, neither does it reference Dr. Morgan Reynolds' site. Arguing specific points of evidence, whilst ignoring others. In his email exchange with me, Jeff Bridger mentioned anomalous radiation readings. Please explain the 93 becquerels/kg in the Goethe coating dust sample. Muon catalyzed fusion has nothing to do with 9/11, but was used to prove Jones is a liar and that thermite is impossible. This is similar to what Edward said in 2008146, Prager references Ward in his document. 10 months ago, I published update, Micronukes in the WTC, main evidence, c. http://web.archive.org/web/20080313084235/http://www.theprisheofliberty.org/07/03/05/ward.htm. 7 months ago, Professor Jones denied, ignored and misrepresented proven tritium levels 55 times normal background levels. Why did he do so? Sadly, Ward and Bridger both ignored the observed effects of thermonuclear devices, and then in a similar cavalier fashion ignore most of the other evidence too. It is interesting they both reference Stephen E. Jones as being wrong. It is as if they don't understand that we, myself and Dr. Wood, know Jones' history and we know he is wrong, for at least two of the same reasons Bridger and Ward are wrong, the heat issue and the lack of a seismic signature and so on. Why do we have to keep repeating these basic, obvious pieces of data and observations? What spell is being cast on people? It should be asked of Mr. Prager why he has ignored and misrepresented the tritium analysis in Dr. Wood's book as well as on her website. Additional small points. In the emails that Mr. Prager sent to me, he claims I mischaracterized him in the broadcast with Diana Spingola, referenced above. However, if you listen to the audio, you will find that I made no references to his character at all. I didn't really know who he was. All that I pointed out were a few of the errors and omissions in his document. This sort of accusation was rather reminiscent of that made against me by Ace Baker, regarding me sending hate mail to him. Mr. Prager also stated in email exchanges that I claimed a degree in physics. This is also incorrect. I have a degree in computer science and physics, physics being a minor part. Why would a founder and publisher of a magazine make these basic errors? Possible motivation behind producing the American Nuked document. Again, The motivation can only be guessed at, and if you listen to the broadcast above, you will already have heard my thoughts about this. Suggested motivation includes 1. Bringing in the idea of nuclear fusion to confuse what has already been established about the relationship between cold fusion effects and the Hutchison effect, and 9/11. 2. Oprah clearly stated he has original copies of the WTC images used in his document. Not only is he telling people that he has pictures no one else has, he is also associating many of the same images that are on Dr. Judy Wood's site and in her research, including high-resolution original images, with a different, and provably false conclusion. This again is therefore apparently to create confusion. In his email, he implies that Dr. Wood's site does not contain high-resolution images, which is false. But in making this statement, he implies he has indeed been to Dr. Wood's site, or is simply denigrating Dr. Wood's site. 3. Giving this work away as a free download could make Dr. Wood's research in the form of a book seem less attractive to get hold of. People could think Pridger's document has all the answers, in an easy-to-understand, clear format, and it's free. What they will not realize is that it is heavily plagiarized in at least some places, incorrect, omits evidence and therefore is grossly misleading as shown above. 4. He refers to Dr. Wood as Judy in his emails, yet has never met her or exchanged emails with her. Also, in a recent radio interview, Mr. Pridger referred to Dr. Niels Harriet, Dr. Jones, and Judy Wood. Does he wish to present the false impression about her qualifications? Dr. Wood has degrees in structural engineering, applied physics, and materials engineering science, including a PhD, and has over 35 years of experience in the field of forensic engineering and science. In his email to me, Mr. Pridger stated, "I have no desire to submit anything to a court. I know what happened." This is very odd. If he knows what happened, doesn't he want to help prosecute the perpetrators? Why does he have no interest in trying to expose the criminals? This is what Dr. Judy would try to do. 39. Andrew Johnson, known on the internet as the moron of morons. In a follow-up email, Jeff Bridger wrote to me. From Jeff Bridger. Sent, the 3rd of May 2012, 2:38. To ad.johnson@newell.com. Subject, Hi Andrew. You're a blithering, brainless, molecularly and neurologically challenged idiot. You're known to the detectives and the police force in your community as a complete idiot. You're known on the internet as the moron of morons, the man's moron. For goodness sakes, uranium at 93 becquerels/kg with strontium, barium and thorium equally off the charts spells fission, you twit. Peace. Why would Jeff Bridger write such things? Perhaps we can find the answer on another 9/11 disinformers website. Chris Bolin, assuming the information is accurate, Bridger was apparently wanted by the Child Support Agency in Maricopa County, Arizona, who issued a warrant for his arrest on the 25th of April 2007. Assuming this is correct, it might explain Bridger's peculiar and irrelevant references in the email to me about me being known to the detectives and the police force in your community as a complete idiot. That is, he is projecting his own situation onto me. You can read all the email exchanges with Jeff Bridger on my website. Conclusion. Here we have yet another attempt to subvert the truth about the events of 9/11, whilst claiming to be disseminating the truth of what happened. It indicates yet again how important Dr. Wood's research is. How many more attempts will we see to suppress, confuse, marginalize, cover up and ridicule the only publicly available, truly scientific and forensic investigation into the destruction of the WTC?